Sarah Sadibros are found twice in Chumash, in Parshas Yisrael, and in Parshas V'Yeschanan. The Gemara Megillah on the very last daf in Daf Lamed Aleph Madeis is not discussing the Sarah Sadibros, but there the Gemara discusses the Parshas Hatotcha, the Brachos and the Klalos. There the Gemara points out that there is a fundamental difference between that which you find in Sefer Vayikra and Parshas V'Kukosai as opposed to in Varim Parshas Kisavu. When it comes to the Brachos and Klalos and Vayikra, so that the Gemara says, Moshe Mipi HaGvura Amoram. There Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking literally Mipi HaGvura. And the Gemara uses unusual language when it comes to Sefer Dvarim. That was Moshe Mipi Atzmo Amoram. Moshe Mipi Atzmo Amoram. The Gemara really has an afkamina that Emaf Sikin B'Klalos, the fact that you can't interrupt Mikra Hadin is only when it comes to Tochen Vayikra, not when it comes to the Tochacha in Dvarim. But fascinating, the Gemara writes that that seems to be a distinction between Sefer Dvarim as opposed to the earlier Chamisha Chum Sheitor. Earlier Mipi HaGvura, here Moshe Rabbeinu Mipi Atzman Arana. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to write each and every letter, Ad Tumo, the entirety of the Torah Sashem, is clear. That for us is Torah Shebichsav. But the Gemara does use the phrase that that was considered to be Moshe Rabbeinu Mipi Atzman Amar. When you look in the Ibn Ezra, it's found in several places, but here in Shmos, in Aseres Hadibros, and Perachav Pasuk Aleph, and later, when you look in Parshas Kisis, and Perach Lamed Daled, in two places, the Ibn Ezra and Pasuk Aleph, Ibn Ezra later in Pasuk Chav Ches, discusses the difference between Aseres Hadibros that you find in Yisrael as opposed to that of Eschanan. And the Ibn Ezra writes that parallel, just like you find when it comes to the Brachos and Klalos, that the Seres Hadibros in Yisrael is Epi HaGvura, and the Eschanan, that is considered to be Divrei Moshe. That already was Moshe Rabbeinu's elaboration on the Seres Hadibros themselves. And that's why the Ibn Ezra writes, for example, that you find in Parshas V'Yeschanan, what you don't find in Parshas Yisrael, when it comes to Shabbos, and when it comes to Kibbutz Aveim, there the Pasuk says the following, that Al Kain Sivcha Hashem Elokecha, Lasos Es Yom HaShabbos. That's what Torah tells us when it comes to Shabbos and V'Yeschanan. When it comes to Kibbutz Aveim, Kavod Es Avicha V'Asimecha, Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking. So clearly that the voice is the voice of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's true when it comes to Parshas V'Yeschanan, Mashenki. When it comes to Parshas Yisrael, that's considered to be Mipi HaGvura. Obviously, again, all this is part of the Torah Shebichsav, and Moshe Rabbeinu was told that to redact everything, literally, Al Pitumo, but just like the Gemara writes, that's the difference between Dvarim as opposed to the balance of Torah Shebichsav. Ibn Ezra writes the same thing as when it comes to the Aseres Hadibros, but the Ibn Ezra writes the following. One should not say that this is the difference. This is the difference, you know? That in the Torah Hashem we have the Luchos HaRishonim. And we have the Luchos HaShniim. We have the first set of Luchos that Moshe Rabbeinu smashed. And then the second set of Luchos that Moshe Rabbeinu, yes, he was told Psolucha. One should not argue that, you know what, that what you find in Parshas Yisrael, oh, that reflects the original Luchos HaRishonim. And what you find in Parshas V'Yeschanan, that is the Luchos HaShniim. That the Ibn Ezra writes is certainly not true. Both sets of Luchos, whether it was the original Luchos or whether it was the second set of Luchos, all of them corresponded to the Aseres Hadibros that you find in Parshas Yisrael. That's the Kiddush that the Ibn Ezra writes. Don't go ahead and create that correspondence. Well, we have the Aseres Hadibros, which is written twice in the Chumash, and we have two sets of Luchos, so clearly that exactly is the correspondence. It's one and one. Initially, that was Kadosh Baruch Hu. And when Moshe Rabbeinu is told Psolucha, oh, so that must be reflected in the Luchos that one finds, the Nusach and Parshas V'Yeschanan. That Ben Ezra writes is not true. Not true at all. And then the Ben Ezra calls those who felt it was true. It was true that he vehemently disagrees with. And he quotes the Divrei Hagon. The Divrei Hagon, that's a reference to Rav Sadia Gaon. Right? So often, you learn the Pirush of Ibn Ezra, unusual. Ibn Ezra does not quote Rashi that often, but time after time after time after time, right? Ibn Ezra quotes Rav Sadia Gaon, like almost 200 times. Now in the Pirush, he quotes Rav Sadia Gaon and so often disagrees like very, very vehemently with Rav Sadia Gaon. So he writes, I'm disagreeing with Rav Sadia Gaon that said that, you know what, that the second set of Ilchos, that's what was carved in the second set of Ilchos, is Parshas V'yasanam. And what was carved, that's Velokim, in the Luchos HaRishonim. Oh, so that was that Parshas Yisrael. Ebenezer writes, he doesn't think that that's true whatsoever. And he writes that suggestion of Rav Sadia Gaon, he refers to it as Rayosav, Divrei Chalom and Lomalim V'lomaridim. You know, that was a dream. And when it comes to dreams, you don't have to take them, you know, like dreams are not necessarily to be taken so literally or taken so seriously. That's how he objects to what Rav Sadia Gaon writes. We have a work which is called Midrash Agada. That was a much later compilation of Midrashim. We have exactly that. The Midrash Agada, it's found in Dvarim in Be'eshanan, in Hei Vav, where that's what we find in the Midrash Agada, that why is it that the Aseres HaDibros are written twice in the Chumash, in Yisro and in Be'eshanan? And the Midrash Agada answers exactly that point, because after all, it's written twice because there were two sets of Luchos. And the first set of Luchos, that was Parshas Yisro, and the second set of Luchos is considered to be that which is Parshas V'yeshanan. Wow, that's what Ibn Ezra vehemently disagrees with, and writes that no, this was Moshe Rabbeinu's elaboration of what he was told at Har Sinai, but clearly both sets of Luchos that corresponded to what you find in Parshas Yisro. Well, if you look in the Maral has a lengthy Marach in Tiferes Yisro. It's found in Perek Mem Dalet, where the Maral also assumes that that's true, like Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon, that indeed that the two different renditions of the Aseres HaDibros correspond to the Luchos HaRishonim, the Luchos HaShnim, and the Maral writes the following Maracha, that you know what, there was a marked difference, after all, the first set of Luchos was Etz Belukim, and the second set of Luchos, that was carved by Moshe Rabbeinu, and you know what, the second set of Luchos was Krova El HaMakabel, in the first set of Luchos, he writes, those are the Dvarim that are Krovel Hashem Yisbarach. The first one was Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the other was Moshe Rabbeinu, reflecting Knesset Yisrael, who receives the Luchos. And one was from the perspective of the giver, Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the second Luchos from the perspective of the recipient, and that's what you find in Parshas V'yasanam. And the Maral continues and writes, and that's why there's a difference between Zachar and Shamar. Because Zachor, as the Ramban already writes here in Shmos Chav, that Zachor represents the Mitzvah Saseh, and Shamar represents the Isuri Lo Saseh, that's Brachos Dachav, the Shvuos Dachav, that Shamar v'Zachor b'Dibur Echad Nemru. Well, and therefore, why exactly is that true? Ooh, the Ramban writes the following, that Zachor reflects the Midas Ha'ava, and Shamar reflects the Midas Ha'ira. After all, when a person wants to manifest Ava, you embrace. When a person wants to manifest Yira, you withdraw, you refrain, you take a step back. No, you set up Gdarim and Archakos. So therefore, that's why Zachar is a reference to the essay of Shabbos, Kiddush, Avdallah. Shamor is a reference to Asiya Samalacha. And then the Ramban throws in his fascinating comment, and that's why Yesidu Chalos HaSeh, because when push comes to shove, the Midas Ha'ava is going to take preference over the Midas Ha'ira. Well, this is all the Ramban. Ramban writes here. And Zorchei Samasham is the Kadshu. Ustamara writes the following. You understand that if indeed that the first set of Luchos is Krov Ha'el, Hashem Yisbarach, so we're speaking about opportunities of reaching out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, trying to develop the closest kesher dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Zachar. That's the Asiyas HaMitzvos. That's the Mitzvos HaSeh. When you view things from the perspective of the Mekabel, so what is the job of Knesset Yisrael? Knesset Yisrael has to set up Gedarim, has to set up Harchakos. Klal Yisrael has to make sure that, you know what, we don't go ahead and transgress. And therefore, that's the Maral writes, so Mestaber, that, you know what, that Shomer should be in Ve'eschanan, and Zachar should be in Yisrael, because the Luchos Rishonos were Krov El Hamakom, that's Velokim, and second set of Luchos is our response, that of Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore you understand the difference between the essay as opposed to that which is the Los essay. And the Los essay means everyone has to set up these Gedarim. When it comes to Asiyas HaMitzvahs, there have to be different Madrigas. When it comes to the Isurim, the Shov L'Chol Nefesh, and that's why, we'll have to see Beisaches, no, and that's why women are obligated in all the Lavim, because after all, those Hachakos are universal. And when it comes to, you know, the reaching out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there can be different ways to reach out. Ways that men reach out, ways that women reach out, and therefore there could be a tour of Zman Gram and so on. Well, that's the whole Maracha that Maral writes in Tiferes Yisrael. When Rav Huttner quotes this in the Pachad Yitzchak in Shabbos and Mamar Tes, he writes that, realize that difference that the Maral writes, that the Luchos HaRishonos were Krov El HaMakom, and the Luchos HaShnios are Krov El HaMekabel. Oh, that's exactly the difference between Bereishis through Bamidbar as opposed to Sefer Dvarim. That Bereishis through Bamidbar, that is Krov El HaMakom, right? That's the Torah Hashem as literally was given to us, and Mishnah Torah is the Chazara, the embellishment of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's considered to be something which is Krov El HaMakabel. So, a Chiddush, now that these two dimensions of the Seres HaDibros are reflected in Luchos Rishonos and Luchos Shnios, with a pretty heavy machlokus in terms of, is that indeed the case, those points of Eben Ezra, that there is a parallel between Yisro and Veschanan in terms of the original Luchos HaRishonim as opposed to Luchos HaShnios. Well, clearly, that this all emphasizes the uniqueness of the Seres HaDibros. And the fact that the Seres HaDibros is unique is something that is clear. It seems in a certain sense to be set apart from the balance of the Torah session. Where indeed do you see that that's true? You know, the Mishnah says in Tamid, in Perakei, Mishnah Aleph, that the Kohanim and Mikdash used to recite their Seres HaDibros each and every day. That was part of the role, the daily role of the Kohanim in the Mikdash Hashem, to say the Seres HaDibros. And the Sugya Brachos and Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara tells us a chiddush, that you know what, that af bigvulin bigshul asus came, that there was an attempt to do so not only in Mikdash, but to apply that even outside of Mikdash as well, to incorporate the recitation of the Seres HaDibros as part of davening. That should be part of the Nusach HaTfila. After all, if you're going to begin davening with Parshios, and you're going to emphasize Neshama Fons Faseinu, so in such a case, why wouldn't a person go ahead and utilize the Seres HaDibros, just as the Mishnah says in Tamid that was done in the Beis HaMikdash? And the Gemara says something stunning, and that is Kfar Bitlum. Chazal did not institute such a takana of reciting the Seres HaDibros each and every day, mipnei tarumos haminim. Tarumos haminim. Because you know what? That would lead to apikorsus. It could lead to apikorsus. What would the apikorsus be? Oh, Rashi writes, if you're going to emphasize the Seres HaDibros, you know what? That's going to emphasize. That was Mipi HaGvura, as opposed to the balance of the Torah Hashem, which is not. That's the language that the Yerushalmi uses. Alafei Maseches Brachos. You know, the people would say that Eilu Levandon Nitna Lono Shemisina. Maybe that was it. The entirety of the Torah Hashem that was given to us was only the Seres HaDibros, and that's why it's emphasized. So it's a very, very fascinating balance that on the one hand, there is uniqueness to the Seres HaDibros. On the other hand, if you emphasize the Seres HaDibros, that creates a stunning contrast that maybe a person could say, Chas v'Shalom, that Mipi HaGvura is a Seres HaDibros and nothing else. You know, that's the Rashi in the very beginning of Parshas Bahar. That what do you mean? Why is Shemitah now Bahar Sina Neymar? Because you know what? That this is true as a model. When it comes to a mitzvah such as Shemitah, Koloseha, Pratoseha, Dikdokem, Yisinai, that's true of everything. Every Kutzo Shoyud is something that was given to us at Har Sinai. So therefore, how can you convey a terrible misimpression as though it's only true when it comes to the Seres HaDibros? For some reason, not so clear what the historical background is, but the Tshuva Sarashva Right, Nechela K, Kufei Dalet, writes that there was an attempt in his time as well to incorporate the Asera Sedibros into Tefillah. And the Rashba says, of course you cannot do so. That's the Sugim Brachos Naf Yudbeis, because that can terribly, terribly lead to Apikorosus. And fascinating, the very first Simon in Arachayim, even though that's true, we don't incorporate it formally, but there the Shulchan Aruch is explicit. You know, there are certain parshios that a person should try to recite every day, Parshas Akedah and Parshas Aman, and the Shulchan Aruch writes and the Aseres HaDibros. A person should say the Aseres HaDibros each and every day. And the Rama immediately just adds Dafka B'Yachid, and not as part of the Tchilas HaTzibur. That's the Gemara Brachos Nafi Beis. But as a Yachid, these are appropriate parshios to go in and to recite at that particular time. Wow. So no doubt that that's a heavy balance. That on the one hand, there is a unique element to the Aseres HaDibros, and therefore, in Mikdash it was said every day, and there was an attempt to do so b'gvulin, and the Gemara says no, but the Mechaber writes, but say it b'yichidus. You have to understand the significance of, but at the same time, the significance is not that this is mikdash and everything else is not. That would be absolute apikorosus. That would lead to tarumos amin. So you look in the Tshuvas HaRambam, right, in Simen Membar, right, the Rambam writes that he was told something stunning. The Rambam writes that, you know what, he was told that there are people that stand for Kriya Sator, okay. There are people who sit for Kriya Sator, okay. But he said he was told that there are people who sit for Kriya Sator and they stand for the Aseres HaDibros. The Rambam writes, like, shocking, no? The Rambam writes that Magim is a Hefser Emunah. That's Apikorsus, the Rambam writes. Now, to treat the Aseres HaDibros differently. You know, you're standing for the Aseres HaDibros as though what? But that's Mipi HaGvura. And you're going to sit for everything else. You can sit, you can stand, but to distinguish, the Rambam writes, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And you have to, the Rambam writes, put an end to such a practice that people would dare stand for Aseres HaDibros when they're sitting for the balance of Kriya Sator. The one who asks the Shaila said, no, oh, maybe they're standing because of the following, because the minhag was is to give like the Rav Dali of the Aseres HaDibros. So of course you're going to stand, huh? The Rav's going to walk to the, you're not going to stand. You're not standing for the Aseres HaDibros, you're standing, the Rambam writes, it's still Tarumos Aminim, no? Because it looks as though you're standing for the Aseres HaDibros, and that's not something indeed that should be done. Wow. So that's what the Rambam writes, you have to end such a practice, which is the most common minhag Yisrael. Now that most people are not machmer for Maram Rittenberg to stand always for Kriya Sator, but who sits for the Aseres HaDibros? Everybody stands at that particular time. So that's a fascinating distinction. There is Yerushalmi, that Yerushalmi does write, Yerushalmi is found in Megillah and Gimel Zayin, that they did treat the Aseres HaDibros separately. The Yerushalmi doesn't discuss standing for the Aseres HaDibros. But Yerushalmi writes something fascinating. We discussed this about the Tochacha, no? The Tochacha. That the early minhag, the Zman HaMishnah, was that not every Ola recited their own bracha, but the Poseach would recite the first bracha, the Chosim would recite the last bracha. No? And people would get up in the middle, okay, they would continue laning. But there was only one set of brachos when it comes to Kriya Sator. Just like there's one bracha in Halal, there's one bracha, set of brachas, a psukhi de zimra. You know, you have a bracha at the beginning, a bracha at the end. So therefore, the same thing is true when it comes to Kriya Sator. Yerushalmi writes something that's stunning. Even the Zman HaMishnah, they used to recite separate brachos for the Aseres HaDibros. In order to indicate that, no, there's something unusual. Typically speaking, you have a Parshas HaShavua. So therefore, it's one unit. But since this is something which is unusual, you know? That was Pashup Shat when it came to the Tochacha we discussed, now before Rosh Hashanah. That maybe there were separate brachos on the Tochacha, even aside from the typical brachos when it comes to Kriya Sator. But Yerushalmi writes that. So it is fascinating that even though the Gemara is clear that we don't want you to recite the Tzibah, the Aseres HaDibros each and every day, but you know what? At the time of the Kriya Sator, the Aseres HaDibros, there is something that we do which is different. Namely, that Yerushalmi says we have brachos before and brachos after. So no doubt it begs the question of what is appropriate, what is not appropriate, and maybe the most basic question, that what is unique about the Aseres HaDibros? Everything is Mipi HaGuf. So what is it that's unique about the Aseres HaDibros? One of the unique features of Aseres HaDibros simply is as follows, that the Aseres HaDibros clear many sugyas, many references in Chazal. The Aseres HaDibros has a representative capacity. Not independent, but it represents. The Aseres HaDibros represent the totality of Torah Shebichsav. It represents holistically, right? The Torah Shebichsav. If you look in the Midrash Rabbah, the Mishnah Rabbah writes the following, that, you know what? Count the letters of the Aseres HaDibros. And you know, the Midrash writes, stunning. Start with Anochi and get to Asher Yecha, and you're going to find, the Midrash writes, Taryag Osios. You're going to find 613 letters. Well, you know why that's true? Because the Aseres HaDibros correspond to the Taryag Mitzvos. It corresponds to each and every one of the Mitzvos HaTorah. And the Midrash writes, that's until Asher L'Reacha, and Asher L'Reacha now is another seven. And different deals, what exactly else referred to? Maybe Shem Mitzvos Menoach is a possibility? No? Well, you know, we have Taryag, and they have seven, and you put them together. Maybe it's a reference to certain Dinim Derabanan. Oh, but it's clear. That's Mefurish and Benidbar Rabbah and Parsha Yud Gimel, that Targag Osios of the Aseres HaDibros correspond to the totality of the Torah Hashem of Taryag Mitzvos. Taryag Mitzvos Namoshim Yisinai. In fact, when you look in the Yerushalmi in the end of the Seches Taimus, in Dalet Hay, Yerushalmi writes the following, that Moshe Rabbeinu saw that Knesset Yisrael were engaged in Cheta Egel, and Moshe Rabbeinu smashes the Luchos. Yerushalmi writes the following, how did Moshe Rabbeinu know that that was appropriate? How did Moshe Rabbeinu know that that was an appropriate response? So Yerushalmi writes that Dorash Moshe Kavachom. Dorash Moshe Kavachom. That look, you have a single mitzvah, Korban Pesach. One mitzvah. And the Pasuk says, called Orel Yochabo. If a person is Oved Avodah Zarah, he cannot go ahead and partake in a single mitzvah. Wow. So Yerushalmi writes the following. So what do you mean? The Aseres HaDibros Shekol HaMitzvos Kluyos Bo, which represents all the mitzvos, salachas kama v'chama. How is B'nai Yisrael worthy of receiving the Aseres HaDibros that represents all of Taryag mitzvos if they're being Oved Avodah Zarah? You can't even do a single mitzvah if you're Oved Avodah Zarah, let alone to be the recipient of that which represents the totality of. Wow. So you have the Midrash Rabbah, you have the Yerushalmi, that represents the sum, the totality of all of the Taryag mitzvos. And Rashi writes in Parsha Shmishvatim, in Perach Chavdal at Posuk Yedeis, Rashi writes that, you know what? Oh, that is what was made clear to us by Rav Sadyagam. In what sense? Because in Parsha Shmishvatim, the Torah says the following, that Ve'etam lachas luchos ha'evim, it speaks about the fact that, yes, we were given, we received the Aseres HaDibros, and the pasuk continues in an unusual way. Now that I have given you the Aseres HaDibros, haTorah, v'haMitzvah asher kasafti lahorosam, I have given you the Aseres HaDibros, which is Torah in mitzvahs. What exactly does that mean? It doesn't mean I've given you the Luchos HaEven, and in addition to Luchos HaEven, the balance of Torah and the balance of mitzvahs, but rather, I have given you the Luchos HaEven, semicolon, dahainu, HaTorah v'HaMitzvah. In what sense is that true? Oh, so that's exactly Rashi writes, because all of the Taryag mitzvahs are bichlal Aseres HaDibros. Rashi writes that on the pasuk. No? That's what it means. The Luchos HaEven that represent the totality of the Torah session. Well, and Rashi continues, Rabbi Nusagya, Pirish Vazharos, and that was the Azharos of Rav Sadyagon. Meaning what? Rav Sadyagon divided all of Tariq Mitzvos into 10 categories. Into 10 categories. Wow. We're used to different divisions. No, the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos works with his division between Mitzvos Aseh as opposed to Mitzvos Lo Aseh. No, a division of the Tariq Mitzvos. The Ramban writes, here in Parshas Yisrael, there's a fundamental division between Mitzvos Ben Amlamako and Mitzvos Ben Mechaber. And where does that division come from? Oh, the Ramban writes, stunning. That's why they're two luchos. That's why they're two luchos. Because these represent two different domains. Right? There's the domain of Mitzvos Ben Amlamako, which are the first five. And then there's the domain of Mitzvos Ben Mechaber. And these are different hagdaras. Many, many nafkaminas between whether a mitzvah is on the makam or a mitzvah is on the chavera. And the Ramban writes something which is beautiful. No, you know what? What should the bridge be? What should the bridge be? What is the elision? No? You're beginning with an Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and you're transitioning to mitzvahs that are clearly the nam lechavera. So what's the elision? What's the transition? You know what the Ramban writes? Kibbut Avein. Wow. Because the Ramban writes, Kibbut Avein has elements of both. Elements of both. Kibbut Avein, in a certain sense, is a shibud ben adam lechavero, clearly. Ooh, a sefer chinuch, hakara sato, to parents. No. But Kibbut Avein is also shlosha shuknei b'adam. No. That when you honor parents, it's a form of kvod shamayim. It's a kvod shamayim. That's like a theme for a fantastic shir. No. And that is, where do you see the two elements of Kibbut Avein? And what are the nafkaminas, right? Between the kim of kibbut avayim, which is benam lamakom, and the kibbut avayim, which is sinner and sibidam lachaveira, no, there should be many differences between them. The fact, for example, of mechavdo la'achar mosa, that there's an element of kibbut avayim la'achar misa, that pashup shat is not part of a shibud ben adam lachaveira, no? Shibud ben adam lachaveira usually are paka la'achar misa. But if you're telling me that that's a form of kivod shamayim, so therefore that's something that can extend and to linger, okay, many nafkaminas. But it's a beautiful halacha here the Ramban has in Parshas Yisrael that kibbut avayim serves as an incredible bridge. So you can divide the mitzvahs Hashem in terms of esay versus los esay. You can divide them in terms of ben olamakam mechavero. Part of the division of the bahag is parshios. There are certain themes of the Torah, well, that the Bahag counts as part of Tariq Mitzvos. And Rav Sadia going, pretty stunning. There are 10 different Hadaras. There are 10 different categories. Where did Rav Sadia going to get the 10 different categories? Aseres Hadibros. Each one of the Aseres Hadibros represents a column, a heading, under which Tariq Mitzvos will follow. So you know what? You can take the Tariq Mitzvos that Rav Sadia going did, that's incredible, no? And divide it into 10 different categories. Shabbos isn't just Shabbos. Shabbos is going to reflect all the mitzvahs they have that are dependent on Kedushas Hazman. So mitzvahs of Kedushas Hazman are going to be subsumed under the mitzvah of Zachar Shem Shabbos Lakadsho. So there are 10 headings, and the subcategories are Kola Torah Kula. That's something which is stunning. That means that the Aseres Hadibros have a representative capacity, that it represents the totality of Kol HaTorah Kula. You know, there is a Pirush of the Rashbam in Haggadah Shel Pesach, where the Rashbam writes, right, the kasha that you asked when you were four, no? And you probably gave the four-year-old answer, no, like, but I'm sure you asked it, and said, no, that, you know, you're sitting at the Seder, no, and you're singing Dayenu, no, even though the Ram didn't have it in his Haggadah, no, and you're saying, that, you know what, it would have been enough that Yilu Kirvath and Erasinai, Lo Nasim Lo Nasa Torah, right? And everybody says, really? Really? Yeah. You know, it would have really been enough. It really would not. So that you probably asked as a four-year-old, no? And what was the answer? Of course that's the answer, no? Maybe not, but what was the answer for the four-year-old? Achtus, right? Of course, no? Like, yeah, Yichen Sham Yisrael. Achtus is... That's the ultimate goal. That would have been enough, even without the Sina Torah Hashem, and then you go on and eat the matzah. No? So, you know, like, kasha is a good kasha. Teretz is a little bit on the weak side. Now, the kasha, really, the Rabbeinu writes, Dayenu is rhetorical. No? Rhetorical. Dayenu, it's me up. You know, it would have been enough, the Rabbeinu writes, to get there and then walk away? Really? Really? That would have been enough? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. We needed all of these things, all these things. All these things were necessary and none of them are sufficient. No? Okay, but what really is the Shakl of the Torah? Ooh, so, Chiddush, the Rashbam writes the following. The Rashbam writes, it would not have been enough to go to Mamet Har Sinai and to leave without the Torah Sashem. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. That certainly we would receive the Torah Sashem. How do you receive the Torah Sashem? How would you receive the Torah Sashem? That's the question. How would that be done? Well, I'll tell you one possibility. You know? Maybe we'll discuss this later tonight. Now, one possibility is as follows. We'll all be there. We'll be there. We'll be present. We'll be present. And you know what? We'll be bystanders. We'll be bystanders. You know what? Moshe Rabbeinu will receive the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we'll be spectators. And we'll be spectators. Moshe Rabbeinu then would transmit the Torah Hashem to us. We would have received the Torah Hashem. But what would have the Shalosh HaMasorah have been? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Moshe Rabbeinu, to us. Okay, that. So that would have been enough. We received so much on the Moshe Rabbeinu. Where is the Torah Hashem? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the special, special, incredible, incredible schus of Nasan Lanu HaSatar. No. We weren't just spectators. We received the Torah Hashem. We heard the Torah Hashem b'pi ha'gvura. It's not that we received the Torah Hashem Aydei Moshe Rabbeinu, but we heard the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Enoch HaNam, it could have been enough that we received it Aydei Navi indirectly. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah Hashem b'chvodo ve'atzma. Wow. That's what the Rashbam writes, that's pshat. That it would have been enough to be in Har Sinai and to have received the Torah Hashem in a more indirect way. But nasam lanu es haTorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah directly. And now the Rashbam writes, obviously, is that really true? We received the Torah Hashem al yedei Moshe Rabbeinu. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe nas. No, the Rashbam. But we heard the Aseres HaDibros. We heard the Aseres HaDibros. And here the Rashbam writes exactly that point. And the Aseres HaDibros represent the totality of the Torah Hashem. The Aseres HaDibros is HaTorah of HaMitzvos. So therefore that is called Nasan Lanu es haTorah. That's called Nasan Lanu es haTorah. So one could have envisioned that we would go on to Har Sinai and not have been zocheh to hear the Aseres HaDibros. You know what? But Nasan Lanu es haTorah means that we heard ourselves. Aseres HaDibros. You know, there are different deos in Chazal. That's the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvos. In Shorash Rishon. How much did Bnei Yisrael hear? The first two of Aseres HaDibros. All of Aseres HaDibros. The Rashbam writes, we heard all of Aseres HaDibros. And that is called Nasan Lanu es haTorah. Well, because Aseres HaDibros has that capacity. That capacity of. That's something which is pretty striking. You can have the entirety of the Torah Hashem, and you can have that which represents the Torah Hashem. That's a pretty heavy possibility, but that's mefurish. Mefurish that you have in Rashba. Wow. If you look at the Mikros Gedolos, in Dvarim Yitzayim, the Dasak in Rebbe Yatosus, they quote the Gemara Sanhedrin and Daf Chaf Aleph. But you know what? A melech always has to have a sefer Torah. Always. No? Always. Take a look at, if you haven't seen yet, now the Joshua Saran, Joshua Yud Aleph. Why that's so critical? A shofet doesn't have to have a sefer Torah with him. Why does the melech have to have a sefer Torah with him? Saran writes his beautiful maracha. That the halacha has a two-tiered system of justice. One is the shofet, one is the melech. The shofet is the shuras hadin. And you know what the melech is? Melech b'mishpat yamin aretz means a melech has to make sure that society functions appropriately. So imagine there's a person who is a rotzeach. So you know, if you meet all the requirements that the person will be chayav misa, okay, the shofet will put him to death. But that's pretty hard, no? Mezid, hasra, tokedibur, yatra atzma misa. Often you don't have that, no? So what does that mean? All the roads can just run free? And there's chaos. Oh, that's why you have to have a melech. A melech has the koach of makin vonshin shlomin hadin. That's the role of the melech. The role of the shofet is makin vonshin min hadin. And the role of the melech is makin vonshin shlomin hadin. Shlomin hadin. Wow. The Rambam, Perek Chavdal, the Kofos Sanhedrin. So the Ran writes as follows, that makin vonshin min hadin is a very limited koach. Makin vonshin shlomin hadin is very expansive. And that, the Ran writes, is subject to abuse. That type of power could corrupt. The din melech requires that there has to be checks and balances. What's the check and balance of a melech? You know what the answer is? V'haisimo, v'karbo koinei chaya. Not that the melech has to always have the Sefer Torah with him. And then the Ran writes this beautiful chiddush that b'med v'amur, when you have a melech, if you don't have a melech, then the shofet wears two hats. The shofet functions, right, as a shofet, and the shofet functions as a melech. The koach of makin v'onshin shlomen adin. We discussed that Rambam earlier, no? Chavdal v'chazan edrin. And so the Rambam writes, you know what, if you're going to do that though, makin v'onshin shlomen adin, the Rambam writes, you better make sure you're doing it lishma. No? You better make sure you're doing it lishma. That one we spoke about. Now it's like a dechias yisurim. The person really did not meet the threshold of onesh, but you know what? It's necessary. It's necessary. It's a balance. It's a tension. The Ram writes that absolutely has to be lishma. So you have to make sure that the melech is going to act lishma. It always has to have the same. Like the Ram Perek Dalet focused tefillin. No, you wear tefillin, you act differently. No, that's what the Rambam writes. No, person may say all the craziest things in life, but when he's wearing his tefillin. You're gonna do that when you're wearing your tefillin. Now the Rambam writes, you're wearing your tefillin, you're like a different person now. Lashon HaGemara is a karkafta demanaf tefillin. No, you're like a different person. It's a metamorphosis. No, and that's what the Rambam writes. That Tanam and Ram tried to wear tefillin all day, because when they wore tefillin, they were different. They were different. Now, it's an important that tefillin. But the Rambam writes it transforms you. Well, when mamish, you're a karkafta demanaf tefillin. The same thing of a melech. A melech is, yeah, a kohen gadol is wearing big day kuna. We're going to see that in Sunday shiur. Different. A different gavra, no? The Rambam writes, big day kuna have the status of a klisharis. Because you know what a klisharis is? It's a makadish. It's makadish what? You know, you take the solace and you put it in a kli. It's a klisharis. It's makadish. It is a mincha. It's makadish what? It's makadish the kohen la'avoda. By wearing big day kuna. By wearing big day kuna. You know, like, you're wearing bidei kuna, you're wearing your tefillin. Oh, the sefer achinuch is what a person wears. Affects him. Yeah, it's not just a matter of chitzonius. No. The person is mushpa by, you know, you dress up for davening, you daven differently. No, you dress down for something, you're a little more casual. Not like, it's impactful. So the melech is one who, yeah, he always has to make sure that indeed that's true. Oh, so take a look at the Daskin Baliatosus, the Ram Yitzayinuchav. He always carries a Sefer Torah. Like, how small is the Sefer Torah? No. Melech always has the Sefer. And you know what the Lashon HaGemara is? It's unusual. The Gemara says the following. Also, some min kamein. Make it into like an amulet in the Tol Bizro and affix it to your arm. And you take a Sefer Torah and you make it into an amulet and you affix it to your arm. That's how exactly is that done? So take a look, Mamash, in the Nikros Gedolos, the Baal Tosfos writes, you know what the Melech always had with him? Aseres HaDibros. That's what the Melech always carried with him. Wow. He had the Aseres HaDibros. Mamash, in the Nikros Gedolos. Ulefi, Shiesh, Min Anochi, Adarecha, Taragosios. That's the Baal Tosfos saying. But since the letters that Aseres HaDibros are Tayag, guess what? It's Kneged Tarek Mitzvos, and that's called the Sefer Torah. That's important chiddush, no? That's what you find with Furish. That's the uniqueness of. So on one level, I will tell you very simply as follows. It is not that, chas v'shalom, a person is saying, this is mi pi ha-guru. This is mi pi ha-guru. Only Aseres HaDibros. And nothing else is. No. But you know what? We acknowledge there's a unique quality of Aseres HaDibros, because the Aseres HaDibros represents the totality of the Torah Sashem. And perhaps that could be one of the reasons that we stand for the Aseres HaDibros. Because we're according significance to that which represents the totality of the Torah Hashem. It's not that we're standing for the Eved. The Eved represents the Melech, and we're standing for the Melech. So if it's clear, raya after raya after raya, that you know what? That this is what the Aseres HaDibros represents. So when we accord significance to the Aseres HaDibros by reciting separate brachos, the Yerushalmi, or by standing, or by incorporating into Mikdash, we are really paying honor, homage to Kol HaTorah Kula, because indeed that's what it represents. This maybe could be used to understand why we are able to stand for the Aseres HaDibros, but how do you view it in light of the Rambam? Where the Rambam writes, don't you dare, Terumo Samim, don't you dare. So Slavichik said something like, Ilush, you know, like that. Maybe the Rambam would be in full agreement with what we do. If the Rambam would come to our shuls, and the Rambam would see we're standing for Aseres HaDibros, the Rambam would smile. No? When the Rambam writes, you can't do this. Right? This is Goren Hefsed Emuna. How could that possibly be? So Slavichik pointed out the following fascinating. You know, you look in the Chumash, you know, there are two different series of truck that are used for the Aseres HaDibros. There's Tam Elyon, there's Tam Tachta. Tam Elyon and Tam Tachta. And if I were to ask you, what exactly is the difference between Tam Elyon and Tam Tachta? Both are a Mesorah. What's the difference between them? The difference simply is this. Tam Tachta divides the Aseres HaDibros into the Psukei HaTorah. The Psukim of the Torah. Zochres Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho, so Pasuk, you stop. V'sirtzach, v'sinef, v'sigdal, but it's not so Pasuk, you continue. The breaks of Psukim. You begin at the beginning of the Pasuk, you end at the end of the Pasuk, that's fine. Tam Elyon is a very, very different division. When it comes to Tam Elyon, we don't divide the Aseres HaDibros as Psukei HaTorah, but rather as Dibros, Aseres HaDibros. So if Osirtzach and Osinaf are independent, you stop as though Osirtzach is a Sof Pasuk. And Zachar, Sema Shabbos Lakash, or Sheish Yamim, don't stop at that Sof Pasuk because all that is part of the Dibra of Shabbos. How is it that one is leaning the Aseres HaDibros? Are you doing so b'toras Psukei HaTorah? Or are you doing so b'toras Aseres HaDibros Mamad Har Sinai? What Bnei Yisrael experienced at the time of Mamad Har Sinai, the Aseres HaDibros. That's Tam Elyon as opposed to Tam Tachta. There's a beautiful minute the Magen Avraham quotes, Tav Tzadi Dalet, Tav Tzadi Hilchos Shavuos. With the Magen Avraham writes, you don't see the softness on his head. That they would only use Tam Elyon on Shavuos, but not Yisrael, not Beshanah. Because if I ask you, why is it that you're laning Aseres HaDibros this Shabbos? You know what the answer is? This Shabbos. It's Parshas HaShavuot. Parshas HaShavuot. Why are you laning the Aseres HaDibros for Beshanah? It's Parshas HaShavuot. Why are you laning Aseres HaDibros on Shavuos? Because Shavuos is my Matan Torah Seinu. So if you're laning B'Torah's Kabbalah Sator, Tam Elyon. If you're laning B'Torah's Psukei HaTorah, B'Vakamad HaPeibeis, the Takana of Kriyas HaTorah, oh, so you're going to use Tam Tachta. So that's the minhag of the Magen Avraham. Well, there are two other minhag. There's two other minhag. One minhag is our almost universal minhag. Well, we always use Tam Elyon. We always use Tam Elyon. That means whenever you lane this, you know what? It represents Mamad Har Sinai. And therefore, you're right. We're not celebrating Shavuos, but, you know, Parshas Yisrael, Long Mishmar, no, what do the signs say? Whatever, no, you know, like pre-Kabbalah Satorah, something like that? No? Okay, okay. Lishitosin, no? Because Shabbos will lean Tam Elyon, no? Okay, so good. Okay, Tam Elyon. The Rambam never mentions a Kriya with Tam Elyon. Soveitchik said to Shem Reb Chaim that the minhag of the Rambam was only to lay in tamtach. We have a mesorah of Tanayim, that certainly is true. We have a mesorah of Tanayim Mikra, even for those parts of the Torah that we never lay in. We have Tanayim Mikra for all of Tanakh. No? Kriya Satara, the Rambam, was always tamtach. Wow. So they actually just added the following tziruf. No, ooh. If that really is true, that you're laying tamtach, that means that, you know what, this is not a reenactment of Mamad Har Sinai. What we're not stressing by Yisyatsu B'Savti Sahar, we're laying tamtach, which is Psukei HaTorah, the same exact breakup as everything else that we do. Ooh. And you're going to stand. You're going to stand while you're laying tamtach down. That's Tarumus Aminim. That is Goram Hefsed Emuna. You're laying B'Torah's Psukei HaTorah, and you're standing for these Psukei HaTorah. How do you justify our standing? No, I'm not standing for these Psukei HaTorah. I'm standing because Nasan Lano Esatorah, because of the representative capacity that the Aseres Dibrot has, Maman Har Sinai. It represents the totality of Kol HaTorah Kula. That goes hand in hand with Tam Elyon. So a Kriya Satora B'Tam Elyon would justify standing. And that is not Taruma Saminim. This is what we heard at Maman Har Sinai. But to lay in the Saraseros B'Tam Tafton and to stand, that was the objection of the Rambam Shita. So not just simply one could disagree with the Rambam. Maybe the Rambam could be maskim as well. That if you're laying tamayim, that's clear. Maybe this isn't an exact parallel, but maybe as a mashal, is it taruma saminim that we stand for shira sayam? We're not standing because of this pasuk. We're standing because we always stand for shira. No, you say hello. You stand. So if the kriya is b'torah shira. Shira demands Amida. And maybe I'll just add the next point, and guess what? Our Masorah is to use a different trap for Shira Sayam, because we're indicating that this is a Nigun Tamiya Mikra of Shira. And we're standing for Shira, not because of the importance of this Pasuk as opposed to other Pasuk. We have a minute of standing whenever you come to the end of a Sefer. You're standing because of the Chashivas of that Pasuk. If I were to ask you, what's the last pasuk in Sefer Yikra? You probably wouldn't be able to tell me. You know, it's not the pasuk. I don't even remember what the pasuk is. No, you're not standing for the pasuk. You're standing for the completion of the totality of the Sefer. No? So maybe that's not the Taruma Saminim. No, but if you're going to lay with the Tam Elyon, or with Shira, and fascinating, even when we're in the last pasuk of a Sefer, I would add, the Balkari kind of flips the trap, you know, with a different niggun that indicates it's not about the pasuk, it's about the experience of Maman Har Sinai, the experience of Shira, the experience of Siyum, and therefore one goes ahead and does so. So that's like a pretty beautiful biur in terms of the allowance that we have to be able to at once believe, of course, B'muna Shleima, that every part of the Torah is Hashem. Is what was Nitla Moshe Rabbeinu, that's as part of our Yikari Munah, but to no doubt be aware that the Seres Dibros has a certain capacity that is not necessarily true of other Psukei HaTorah. And as long as one manifests that, you demonstrate that. So therefore, that indeed would justify. But there are many indications that going a step further, and that is that whenever we have Kriya Satorah, whenever we have Kriya Satorah, even for a separate shir, no? There are elements of Maman Har Sinai. Obviously, Aseres HaDibros. But every single Kriya Satorah, regardless of the day, no? Not only is that Talmud Torah Barabim, but that is Maman Har Sinai. Many, many Makoras that demonstrate indeed that that's true. The Ramah quotes the Minhag of Rittenberg, the Ramah, Kuf Mem Vav, that you have to stand for leaning. You know, because we stood for Kabbalah Satorah. And every act of Kriya Satorah is an act of Kabbalah Satorah itself. Right? The Yerushalmi writes in Megillah and Dawud Aleph that the Torah was given to us Al Yidei Sarsar. Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Rabbeinu, Klal Yisrael. So that always has to be the Seder Hadvarim when you lane. What exactly does that mean? The Shulchan Aruch writes, you can't just have a Balgori. You know what? You have to have a Gabbai. A Gabbai. Why do you have to have a Gabbai? Not merely a conductor. A conductor, no. The Torah was given Al Yedei Sarasar, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu, Klal Yisrael. That's Mefurish, no? That's Mefurish the Rishonim. That the same thing is true when it comes to Kriya Sator itself. It's an important, it's Kodol Halacha, Kuf Me'alev. That you know what you have, it's unusual. The Gabbai Kaviyachal, Kaviyachal, is like representing Kadosh Baruch Hu, who is directing the Balkore, Moshe Rabbeinu, who's transmitting the Torah to Klal Yisrael. No, that's like the transmission, and therefore you have to have a Gabbai that's there. It has to be Al Yedei Sarasar. But there are many rayas indeed that this is true. And that's what the Zohar writes when you hear the words of Kriya Satori. You know, it has to be the emes of the era. You know, you have to have a certain sense of trepidation when you hear Kriya Satori. Because it is as though Kayamin Altura de Sinai. It's considered to be a reactant of Mamad Har Sinai, like dinim that derived from the fact that Kriya Sator in each and every day is supposed to represent it. And the Siddur of the Re'akavend, the Siddur of the Abbots. Now, he writes that that's one of the reasons that the Bima is Be'emtza, because after all, the Knesset Yisrael circled Har Sinai. That's how Bnei Yisrael were present at the time of Kabbalah Sator. And therefore, guess what? The just right Yisrael Makifin Esahar, the same thing is true when it comes to the Kriya Sator as well. That it should be surrounded by Knesset Yisrael at the time of Kabbalah Sator. So that's one of the unique elements that you find when it comes to the Aseres HaDibros. So take a look, if you can, at the Marmar Komos. Take a look at those pieces in Eben Ezra. They're fascinating, the repetition of Aseres HaDibros, and that correspondence, a pretty heavy, heavy machlokas of Eben Ezra, of Sadiago, about do we really assume that Luchos Rishonos, Luchos Shnios are reflected in Yisrael and Parshas Vayetzi. Mr. Shum tonight will speak about different aspects of Kabbalah.
Thank you very much.